This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A ballistic missile has flown over Japan. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
North Korea has fired another ballistic missile, this time over Japan. The Japanese Prime Minister's office said at least one missile fired from North Korea flew over Japan and was believed to have landed in the Pacific Ocean. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said they also detected a launch of a ballistic missile that was fired towards the North's eastern waters. The launch is the fifth round of weapons tests by North Korea in the past 10 days in what was seen as an apparent response to military drills between South Korea and the United States. North Korea views such drills as an invasion rehearsal. The missiles fired during the past four rounds of launches were short range and fell in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. Those missiles are capable of hitting targets in South Korea. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive across a broad front. The troops advanced Monday in the very areas Russia's trying to absorb. Their breakthroughs challenged Russia's effort to engage fresh troops and its threats to defend incorporated areas, including with nuclear weapons. Ukrainian forces penetrated Moscow's defenses in the strategic southern Kherson region, one of the four areas Russia is annexing. Ukraine's advances have become so apparent that even Russia's defense ministry spokesman admitted the gains, citing Ukraine's numerically superior tank units. Also Monday, Russia released from detention the head of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A U.S. women's basketball star will be allowed to appeal her prison sentence in Russia for drug possession, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A Russian court has set October 25th as the date for the appeal by Brittany Griner, who has been sentenced to 9 years in prison. Griner was convicted in August after police say they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage at Moscow's airport. Griner admitted she had the canisters, but testified she had inadvertently packed them, saying she had no criminal intent. Her defense team says she had been prescribed cannabis to treat pain. Her arrest in February came as Griner was returning to Russia, where she played during the WNBA offseason. I'm Mike Hempen.
Officials and witnesses say at least 20 people are dead and 36 others are wounded after extremist fighters target a local Somali government headquarters in the Kherson region. The area has been the center of a recent mobilization against extremists. The Somalia-based Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Somalia's government earlier Monday announced that it and international partners had killed a top Al-Shabaab leader over the weekend. Jair Bolsonaro and Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, two very different candidates for Brazil's presidency, have started a four-week race to pursue votes ahead of a winner-take-all runoff. After getting more than 90% of the vote in Sunday's first round, leaving their competitors far behind, incumbent President Bolsonaro and ex-President da Silva are already eyeing options that can push them over the top, whether political alliances or endorsements from candidates now eliminated. Political analysts say Bolsonaro will seek to capitalize on an unexpectedly strong showing by the right to show up support from politicians seeking alliances, while Da Silva reaches out to moderates. Recapping our top story, North Korea has fired a ballistic missile over Japan, its neighbors said, escalating tests of weapons designed to strike key targets in regional U.S. allies amid stalled nuclear diplomacy. The Japanese Prime Minister's office said at least one missile fired from North Korea flew over Japan and was believed to have landed into the Pacific Ocean. It said authorities have issued an alert to residents in the northeastern regions to evacuate buildings. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff also said it detected the launch of a ballistic missile that was fired toward the North's eastern waters. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.